Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. Each episode is packed with quick tips. They're super short, and at the end, we have some fun. Let's jump into it, and thanks for being here. We are back for Do This, Not That podcast presented by Marigold, and I got a buddy here, but more important than the fact I got a buddy here who's super smart, we have, for the first time ever in the history of the show, we have an Emmy Award winner on the show. What the hell is going on? So we got Tony now. He's the founder and chief storytelling officer at T60 Health. But really what he is the greatest person when it comes to video everything that I know. He is a three-time Emmy Award winning journalist. He's won 18 Telly Awards for corporate videos. He has a number one Amazon best-selling book, Lights, Camera, Impact, and all these other words. And here's the deal. The reason I asked Tony to come on is we all know that video is like the thing of the moment, but it's the thing of the future. It is the content that's going to drive all business and consumer marketing in every way, shape, or form. So we got to dig into how to win with video easily. So Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I mean, I am a genuine listener. I listen to this podcast all the time. So I'm thrilled to be here.
That's amazing. I appreciate you. All right, before we get into how we're going to help everybody get over this thing that they think that video is hard to do or it's a big deal or whatever, how did Tony become Tony?
Well, I mean, it started off a long time ago when it comes to video, because I mean, I started making videos when I was like in junior high school. I remember my best friend, Tom, got this like camcorder thing. And, you know, we just started making videos. So it goes way back then. But really, I mean, like when it really started to kick in was I went into TV news. I wanted to be a TV news reporter when I was in college. And that was sort of my career trajectory for a long time. And after about 10 years of doing that, I sort of said, you know what, I'm going to break out of this. I want to go do my own thing and start my own video production company and do corporate videos. And that's kind of what I've been doing ever since. And it's fun. I mean, the great thing is I love telling stories. I love telling visual stories. And so that's what video gives everybody the opportunity to do. And it's a powerful thing.
So I'm all in on video. And I saw a stat the other day that short and long form video make up 90% of all internet traffic. I mean, you're in the right business. Good job. Good choice.
It's crazy. Thank you.
Yeah. So before we get into how to incorporate video easily into your marketing, whether you're a big or small company and why you need to do it, I want to dispel a myth. People sometimes think, well, we can't really do a lot of video because the setup is we don't know the right camera systems and microphones and things and that, blah, blah, whatever. Give us the quick, like ballpark, how much does it cost? How hard is it to do to set up something that is not going to embarrass your brand?
I mean, I don't know if there's any other sort of tactic in marketing where you could say, well, it could cost you $500 or it could cost you $500,000. I mean, it really is that broad. But I mean, for as little as a few hundred bucks, I mean, honestly, you pick up this thing out of your pocket or your purse, your smartphone, you have a video camera in this thing that is better than the video camera I was using, you know, 5 to 10 years ago. So, I mean, the entry point to video is so low at this point that anybody can do it. And, you know, especially you mentioned the short form videos are so popular right now. Even big brands are doing very low cost videos for these short form videos. So you don't have to spend a ton of money on them. If you want to DIY video, it is totally fine. I mean, even just 5 years ago, if you would have asked me about DIY video, I would have said, well, there's some things, the bigger the brand you are, you don't want to do that. But I mean, even the big brands now are doing it at a low cost and doing sort of these low production value videos. So literally anybody can do it. And, you know, kind of the standard I give people is, you know, if you're doing something that is for these short form videos that are sort of top of the funnel, you're just building awareness or whatever, DIY those, it is totally fine. The closer you get to conversion is maybe where you want to go more pro video, where you're hiring people to actually help you do it. So that's kind of the standard that I give everyone.
That makes a lot of sense.
I get that. And most of what everyone's putting out is top of the funnel. All right. So what I really want to dig into, and I've heard you talk about this, and it really hit home with me, is that what a lot of companies do, business or consumer brands, is they work really hard on a video. They go, we got to make a video. We got to get it out there. But it's not part of their their marketing, infusing all their marketing. Like when anyone does a regular marketing campaign, they don't leave email to the side. Email's a part of everything that they do. And what you talk about is that is now how you have to think about video. So is that what you believe? And also, how do you actually do it without losing your mind?
Well, the first part's easy. The last part, that's harder. But no, I mean, I understand, you know, like I've been in enough meetings where video is born, you know, somebody raises their hand in that meeting and says, let's do a video. And everybody's just like, yeah, let's do a video. But that's not really what you need to be doing with video. I mean, like, I'm glad to see people doing it, but it really needs to be a part of your overall marketing strategy. It's not, you know, every once in a while, let's do a video. I mean, there are a lot of companies out there, especially like medium-sized companies, that it's like, they'll do a video a year, one video a year. You're not going to get any traction off of any marketing tactic that you do once a year. Now, there might be a very specific reason for it. Maybe you're doing an About Us video for your webpage or your website, or maybe you're doing a specific video for a landing page or a specific campaign or so. You should be doing videos for those things, but you should be doing videos for everything that you're doing in marketing. If you're doing a website refresh, you should be figuring out how do we layer videos throughout this website. If you are putting together a newsletter that you're going to be doing every month, how can we incorporate video into that newsletter every single month? If you're doing social media, how can we do video as often as possible, since that is the thing on social media? So you need to be thinking video all the time. It is not just a let's do a video scenario anymore. It was in the past. It's not that way anymore. And people need to think of video as this tactic that they're going to be using as part of their greater strategy with everything they do in marketing.
And I could not agree with you more. And it is a North Star for my company. And we also look at video as multiple buckets. We look at short form video, which is usually 90 seconds or less. We look at longer form, which we're calling 10 minutes. And then we look at like webinars or podcasts, which is even longer form video. But the thing that we are always doing is we are very intentional about, okay, when we create this, how is it going to be repurposed, chopped up or whatever? And so how does that all work? Is that like a part of a strategy that you like talk to businesses about? Okay, you can't just create a video. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I mean, the crazy thing is that it can work, you know, top to bottom or bottom to top. I mean, like you just mentioned, short form videos and long form videos. And it's easy to imagine that you can go from a long form video and cut it down into shorter versions, but you can even use short form videos as inspiration for the long form videos. Like you might do a short form video that just blows up and does great on some sort of a subject matter that you're like, wow, I never would have even considered doing a long form video on something like that, but there's obviously a lot of interest in here. Maybe we should do something a little more in depth on that. So it can work in both directions. But I mean, it's really making sure that you're thinking about it strategically. And that's really where people fall off with video, because video is fun and it's exciting and that sort of thing. And it's a creative endeavor that people want to get involved in and have a say in. We lose track of just the whole notion that, no, we need to think strategically about this as well. So, I mean, like you are a perfect example with the way you just described it, that, you know, like we have a plan for doing short form, medium form, long form. Like just the fact that you're even discussing it means that you're like ahead of everybody else. Like this is what everybody needs to be doing. And that's the way they need to approach it. And honestly, with AI and how we can use that to help us now. It's just making everything easier. And I mean, I love the fact that you know, when you talked about long form video, you talked about webinars. I don't think like a lot of people even think about their webinars as being video content because they think of it as a webinar, right. You know, but that webinar is in video form. That's long form video content. That's exactly what you need. And you can be breaking that down to, you know, make shorter form content and all sorts of different things. So it's really, it's thinking about it strategically. It's having a plan going into it. And that's what's really going to help it be effective for whatever it is that you're trying to market.
You know, and you said something that is so true that I wish I realized sooner. I realize it now and we're doing it, which is sometimes I think, okay, we're going to do this video, make a long form video, put it out there. And I think it's going to crush it. It's a topic that I'm like, everybody's going to be interested. And it's crickets. Nobody cares. Right. And then I'll do a short about whatever. And I think it's going to be terrible. And it's like, oh my God, it takes off. And so one of the things that we've started doing is we make a zillion shorts, pump them out. They're each 60 seconds. They're not hard to make. You can make, you know, 10 shorts in like, I don't know, an hour. It's easy. And then we put it all out there. Whichever ones get traction, we're like, okay, let's go with the long form out of that. I love that kind of maneuver. So I'm curious about something though. Everyone, if you do like thumbnails and B-roll, and maybe you can explain what that is to everybody. Mm-hmm. Some people are like, oh, that's gimmicky, that's cheesy, I don't want to do that. But isn't that the game that we have to play to get people to engage with it? Or do we not need to do thumbnails and B-roll and all that stuff?
You know, I mean, I would love to sit here and just say that if you do a great video, it's going to take off. But the whole notion of that is just flawed because we have to get people to watch the video before they can understand how good the quality of the content is. And, you know, it's another thing that I talk about frequently is that every video needs its own strategy for success. It's like we want it to be a part of this greater strategy. But when you've decided, hey, we're going to do a video, well, now we have to employ some sort of strategy that's going to help this video be successful, because once it is, then it's going to help us with everything else. But we have to focus attention on that, on getting eyeballs to watch that video. And if that means we're going to create some sort of a creative thumbnail, and you mentioned if somebody doesn't know what that is, that's just the image that you see, the first frame of that video in the video player that entices people to click on it, to click that play button. If you need to create something that's going to entice people to click and it's a fancy thumbnail or something, do it. Please do it. You know, we need to get them to click on that video. You know, so it's just whatever it takes, you have to do it. You need to promote that video through your social channels, through every means you possibly can. And people just don't think about it that way. They think that, you know, it's like that video ends up being the strategy, you know, and they don't realize that it needs its own strategy for success.
Well, two things. First off, if you use Canva at all, just go to Canva and look up thumbnails.
Yes.
I mean, they have the best thumbnails on the planet. It takes 3 seconds and you'll have a great thumbnail. But I always say the phrase B-roll. I don't even know if I know what I'm talking about. What I'm referring to is like the graphics that jump up, that move around, the whatever. First of all, is that B-roll? And second of all, whenever we don't include it, it doesn't do as well. So we just try to include this garbage in our videos. Is that, do you need to be including B-roll? And is that what it's called?
Well, yeah, B-roll is a generic term for, you know, it's like you have a talking head in a video or a voiceover or something, and all of a sudden there's video on top of that that is sort of demonstrating or showing whatever is being talked about. You know, that is B-roll. And so, yes. Now, do you need B-roll? I don't know. Sometimes. I mean, there's no, like, I wish I could just say, yes, every single one of your videos should have B-roll in it. I mean, I've seen plenty of successful videos where it's just two people talking to one another or one person on camera just talking. And, you know, if it's compelling and it's captivating and it's bringing value to the viewer, then, you know, you don't necessarily need it. Now, from a visual standpoint, does it, you know, elevate your video from a production standpoint? Absolutely, it does. And, you know, I mean, in today's world of trying to capture people's eyeballs and, you know, grab their attention and everything, B-roll is a valuable thing that you can use to do that. But ultimately, do you need it? You know, I'd say that's subject for debate.
So everybody that's out there, this is not one of these, oh, video, sure, we might incorporate that, whatever. If you are in marketing and you don't have a level of sophistication for video, you will not be able to do marketing in the next 3 to 5 years. It's going to be marketing. Video is going to be marketing. And there's nobody better to follow than Tony. We're going to put his LinkedIn. He's a great, great follow on LinkedIn. And you spell Tony Nau, T-O-N-Y, and it's G-N-A-U. That's how you spell his last name. Tony, how does everybody get involved with your world? Tell them how to work with you. We're going to put in the show notes. What do they do?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, you can always go to TonyNau.com and check out the website there. I would love to connect with you on LinkedIn. So, you know, hook up with me on LinkedIn. If you're in healthcare and you want to do video, you know, go to healthcarevideospecialist.com. That's my video production company. We specialize in the healthcare industry. And I think that's about it.
Well, Tony is a legend in this space. I mean, he works with a lot of the biggest events, the biggest stuff, biggest whatever. You'll see him everywhere. Really appreciate you being here. I learned a lot. And thanks, man.
Jay, a pleasure. I really appreciate you having me on.
Awesome. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.